When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Here we go.
Watch this. Live, right now. Bang. Get wrecked. Oh. I swallowed that. Hold on.
Oh,
yeah, that one. That's the strongest one we had so far.
That one is diabolical.
Let's go. You ready? come on, bro.
Hold on, bro. I'm still recovering.
Here we go. Come on.
Shit, baby. Welcome back to another N85 podcast. It's your boy. AZ, a.k.a. Daddy Z. Dying right now. Bro, that is diabolical. Oh, my.
Woo. That's what I'm talking about. I'm dead ass, like, you need to send me the link, because I'm going to get these for the gym,
holy
for sure.
Holy shit. No, that one actually had me, like, scared.
I need that.
You hit my something. Motherfucking right. It's young Austin, 6'3", 175 pounds, allegedly. Here we go. All right, yo, and if y'all want to see these done live, just do bolsita.
Yo.
We are from Atlanta, dude, dead ass, dude. And he has the little snowflake in his fucking name. Take out the little bag. Yo, chill, brother. No, we do not condone that. That's fucking hilarious, by the way. Yo, if y'all want to see these done live, make sure y'all go to TikTok right now. Like, these guys are in here, bro. I appreciate everybody in there. Everybody that's tuning in and participating in the fucking chat. Yo, listen. I just had some wild shit happen to me. That's for later. Yo, for real. That's what they're saying. Yo, I had some wild shit happen to me today. Not today. This week. Past week. At a gas station, right? So, listen. I'm like all the other blue-collar workers. And if you're a blue-collar worker, you know what's up. I take my lunch to work every single day, right?
Damn, that's me nice. You cook that shit yourself?
Yeah, like a grown adult, actually, by the way.
Nice. I eat out every day. Yeah. Actually, I go with the lonchera, the food truck lady.
Shout out to her. Okay. Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. That's another blue-collar shit.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't make lunch for your man, he finna get fed by somebody else,
I
promise.
Yeah, for you. Real. Yo, listen. So, yeah, I go to QT. I heat up my food, right? So, I'm there. Like, it's a regular day. Boom, 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 right? So I went a little later. I try to go before like 12, because once it's 12, all the fucking drywall guys are there. Mm-hmm. The fucking landscapers, three different landscaping companies are always there. So it's packed. You don't want that kind of shit. Haha, good vibes. Y'all appreciate it. So I got there a little later because I had a bunch of shit to do, right? So when I get there, bro, long ass line, bro. Like the longest line, like that shit like curved. Boom, to like the bathroom. I was back there. I was like, fuck. All right, cool. So I wait dead ass like 20 minutes, bro. I'm not even kidding. Just to heat up my food, I'm there 20 minutes, right? 1/4 of my fucking lunch, by the way. I get to the front. Now, I recognize. So when you're in line, right, you can see who's in front of you, right? You already know. Oh, this guy's in front of me and that guy's in front of him, right? So I get to the front of the line. Now, those two guys are now heating up their food. There's two microwaves in QT. Most QTs have two microwaves. They're heating up their food, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. It's about to be my turn. Now, these two guys, these two paisas, you know, imagine it NYC. Now, these two paisas roll up right behind one of the guys. So almost as if they're like lining up for that microwave alone, right? And I'm like, okay, I peep it, but I'm like, yo, listen, brother.
You better not put his foot in there.
You better not try. You better not try to hop in there.
I don't care about the guy behind me. Not in front of me, though.
No, deadass. Like, you do that to somebody else, but I'm going to step in no matter what. So now this is where you got to make a decision, right? You got to start playing scenarios in your head. You're like, okay, if they're going to step, what am I going to do? Are you going to say something? Are you going to just let it happen?
Because it's a 2v1, right? You said it's two guys.
It's 2v1, bro. Yeah, two paisas, probably your height. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so they're 6'3".
Right.
What trade? Low voltage, brother.
Low voltage.
What you got?
They're about to clown us right now.
Nah, we're chilling, bro.
They're about to clown us right now. Low voltage, low voltage.
Nah, we're fucking chilling out here, son. Yo, so listen.
We don't clean up after ourselves.
For real, you just leave the fucking scrap on the floor. All right, so listen. That guy gets done, right? So he heads out. So he knows them. The guy that they lined up behind, they know him.
Okay.
So listen, bro. I don't care.
It's all right if I let it slide, you know?
Well, I'm going to say this after, right? So he leaves, and then one of the guys starts hopping it. I was like, I see him take a step. I was like, no. I step in front of him. And so now we're kind of both walking at it together. I turn to him like, all right, what's about to happen? He turns to me like, what the fuck is happening? And he backs up.
Yeah.
He like out of like kind of like he hits me with like, and it backs up, right?
And this
almost like as of disbelief, like mm-hmm. like damn, he actually went for it. I was not right. backing down. I was not gonna stop. I didn't even stop. I just kept walking as I'm looking at him to see like what his next move is, right? Bro, stand on biz. That's what I'm saying, bro.
It's like, you know, when you when the cars, when it turns into one lane and there's two cars, all right, who's
yo,
gonna go first?
I'm crashing, brother. I'm dying. Yo, I don't give a fuck, bro. I stand on business. So then I get my shit out of my fucking bag real quick. I put it in, right? Boom. So, dude, by the way, like, so 15 other motherfuckers saw that shit happen. Oh. The line kept getting bigger as, like, you know, shit progressed.
Yeah, you got an audience.
So we got an audience. So now they just saw what the fuck happened. And so, like, they're all here bickering between. I already know what's going on. I'm just keeping my head straight. I got my hands, yeah. like, I got my hands, like, I'm standing on business, bro. I'm over here, like, tight shit. Yeah, like, who's about to do some shit, son?
Tight shit.
Right? Yo, so listen. Nah, but with construction, it's different. For real.
What is this?
What is this? Swipe,
swipe
right?
For what?
I don't know. He's like, is he serious? For real. All right, so listen. Yeah, and I hear one of the other guy, some random guy, talk to the guy that I just did that to. He was like, hey, like, ¿qué pasó? So he's like, what happened? Like, and then he said something, este pendejo, something, boom, boom, boom.
Damn.
But he kind of, like, whispered it. He put it out into, like, the ether.
Yeah.
He didn't say it, like, directly at me. He didn't say it loud enough to, like, you know, where it was, like, a straight fucking mm-hmm. attack. Mm-hmm. He's like, ah, this is a pendejo, like, whatever, like, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and then I hear him talking to his homie. So he said, I think he repeated it. Or I don't know if he said that to his homie. But as soon as I heard, like, pendejo, so then I turned, right?
Damn.
I turned. Yeah, bro,
yo,
I'm on business.
This guy like, is wilding right
so
now.
So I
okay.
turn, and I'm looking at him. I'm looking at his friend. And I'm like, okay, so I just wait there. Nothing. They're all looking at me like, right? So I'm like, okay,
just
okay.
What they just
okay.
Said. Yeah.
Okay, so then we go back. Then I go back. I'm like, okay, so now I know what's up. So I start smiling. I'm like, okay, ain't nobody going to do nothing. And then it was silent from there. Super silent. All right, by then, my shit is done. Pack my shit up. And I'm leaving. And they're over here mumbling as I'm like walking by. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. But this shows you, right? Stand on absolute business, bro. Because I told my girl this story. I was like, 95% of the world are some scary motherfuckers, bro. And as long as they know, like, they see your energy, they read your energy, mm-hmm. they know you're not backing down and that you're about it, right? They didn't know if I was gonna fight or not, but they knew that I wasn't scared, right? I didn't give off the perception of like, oh, I'm scared of anybody, because there's two
right.
v one. But nah, I stood dude. On business no matter what. And so they knew, they're like, oh, this motherfucker, like, he's about it, right?
I'm glad you said that, bro. It's all about the aura. Let me tell you something, bro. Super Bowl night, right? It's Sunday night. People work tomorrow.
Right.
We're having Super Bowl party-ish at my house, garage, okay. you know what I'm saying? Watch party. Jorge brings his friends over. Boom, boom, boom. We're making noise. Hella noise. Johnny's upstairs with Carol, you know, with this girl. They're trying to go to sleep. They got work tomorrow. We get it. Boom.
Right.
Johnny comes down midnight. All right, guys. Time to pack it up. Like, it's time for y'all to go. Type shit.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, 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 for sure. No, you know what I'm saying? We got you, bro. Jorge's like, nah. We'll turn the music down. And he's like, nah, you got to go. And then he goes upstairs. Boom. We keep it, we lower it. We keep it down. Boom, boom, boom. We're just kind of chilling, vibing. He comes back at 1 o'clock. All right, for real, guys. Yeah. Yeah, I got to go. He's like, I'm not leaving until everybody here leaves. I'm like, okay, this guy's serious. Okay,
this guy.
Okay. He gets a house.
Someone who's 5'4" is telling me right now.
But still, like, we weren't like, we took it more serious, right? But like, still, like, not that scared, I would say, in a way. Like, but nah, bro.
I'm out, but I fuck with the setup. Yo, I appreciate you, bro. And he followed us too. What
hey,
a guy,
appreciate
bro.
You, man.
Start streaming, bro. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so he comes down. He's like, "Yo, yeah, I'm not finna leave until y'all leave." I'm like, "Oh shit, all right." And then, out of nowhere, like I just felt like something imbalanced in the force.
Oh, the Carol, winds like
people are, like,
up,
people like, are still chatting. You know, they're still like chilling. No one's moving. No one's leaving.
Right.
And Giant's just there trying to convince him. And then like you hear the door open. It's Carol, silent. no one's talking.
Yep, you know, bro.
And I have my back.
The big dick in the room just walked there, bro.
I have my back faced away from her, and I'm not turning around. I'm not going to look at her. It was, dude, I promise you, it was so intense. Everyone in that room felt the aura.
Yeah. Aura times 1,000.
Scared. And they were like, yeah, I got to leave. She said, what's taking so long? I was like, damn. Carol is standing
the
on
the room
damn
should have been
business.
Cleared already, is
dude,
what you're saying,
nah,
brother.
Dude, as soon as I just opened the garage, bro. And they were like, Jorge's like, nah, we still got to wait for Jafet's Uber to get here. Jafet's like, nah, I'm leaving. I'm leaving, bro. I'm not finna stay here.
I'm not dealing with Carol, bro. Like,
dude, Carol, shout out to you, man. You have the aura I've never felt in my life. Outrageous.
Bro, this dude's saying fucking middle school ass jokes, Roberto. Get the fuck out of here, brother.
Hey, shout out to you, Roberto.
Shout out, Roberto, though. yeah.
Valentine's Day. Quite unfortunate.
All right, yo. Listen, that was wild, bro. Were you literally going to plan on standing on business no matter what if Carol didn't show up?
I was there. I was at the watch party, so I was still trying to have fun. I'm not standing on business. You know what I'm saying? I was going to leave. I was going to leave because, you know, I respect Johnny. You know, I get it. He works tomorrow. I was going to leave.
Yeah, for real.
Boom. But I was going to take my time, you know? I was going to take my time, you know what I'm saying? A little time. But nah, she came down, dude. I just went straight to
that
bed.
That shit
dude,
cleared
you know what
out.
I'm saying? I was scared as fuck, right?
Because the thing is, you can say shit to your guy friend and be like, shut up.
Shut up. I know you. Come on now. Stop.
But to his girl, are you really going to say something? Nah, dude.
It was fucking scary.
Okay, that's hilarious. Yo, speaking about girl, Valentine's Day yesterday. Here we go, bro. For most people.
Go ahead, put the...
For most people.
For people like me. It's okay.
Yep, for most people. Let me go ahead and start by my Valentine's Day.
Go ahead, bro. I don't have much to say.
So listen. You know, one of the things that you gotta prevent from happening whenever you're in like long-term relationships, you know, you're already together a couple years, you already moved in together, you know what I'm saying? Not even time-wise, like life-wise, you know? Once you got through all that shit already, you gotta prevent complacency. You gotta prevent comfortability, being comfortable and not doing the shit that you did
right
when you first started. You know what I'm saying? That happens to a lot of guys. Like, I think 99% of men that ends up happening in some form or the other. Now, some people are worse than others, right? So, you know, I had planned like a week and a half. Oh, by the way, well, I'll get there. I had planned like 2 weeks in advance. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get my girl like, you know, these Lego flowers. They're fucking amazing. Pink, favorite color, you know what I'm saying? Think about the little shit, right? So now, we had gone to my dad's house, right? And my dad's one of those old heads that he got one of those, like, cameras that, you know what I'm saying? You know those disposable ones?
Yeah.
Where you take a picture and you got to after, you know what I'm saying? So he had a lot of those, like, you know, growing up from when I was a baby all the way until who knows when they got out of fucking, what's it called? When they weren't trending anymore. But he developed a lot of the pictures from those cameras and shit. So he had scrapbooks. He had like a bunch of scrapbooks. So my brother, he was like, yo, let's look through some pictures right now. Boom, boom, boom. I was like, hell yeah. He brings out the pictures and shit. And we just start going down memory lane. Like, it was so beautiful to see her. Like, damn, like, the average person nowadays doesn't do this, right? How many pictures and videos do you have on your phone that you won't look at again? That you don't look at on the
regular? I rarely look at them.
Just when you're like, oh, I got this picture. Let me go ahead and look for it.
I just have so many in my, you know, in my gallery that I don't even know where to look at.
For real. And we were like, damn, like that. We kind of came to a realization that at that moment we were like, dude, it's so beautiful to have this shit physically. Because whenever you're like, let me just get a quick, like, great feeling, right? Because looking down memory lane is always a great feeling. We kind of figured that out right then and there. And so we talked about it after. My girl was like, yo, like, I want, like, something like that. Like, I want, you know, us to keep, like, physical pictures of all, like, you know, our journey, right? Our life.
Family,
anything that happens, right? So I was like, cool, clock that. I was like, I already knew fucking Valentine's Day is coming up. So I was like, all right, cool. So I went, I got one of those scrapbooks. I was like, cool. And then I got this like funny ass, like, what is this shit called? Gift card? No, not gift cards. Cards? Did you just card? I don't know. Like greeting cards, but like, yeah. I don't know. And then, yeah, I gave it to her. And I filled it with, like, some pictures and shit. And I gave her that. It was fucking beautiful. And then I was like, okay, cool. And first, and then, okay, before all this, right? When I gave her that, she thought that we weren't doing nothing, like, this whole time. I made it, like, seem like we weren't doing shit. Or, like, you know how, okay, so we have meetings on Wednesdays, right? Nah, I had the worst Valentine's Day. Yo, tell me why, brother.
I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay, so listen. We have meetings on Wednesdays, right? Me and Austin, right? About, like, you know, podcast shit, whatever. And he brought up, he was like, yo, so would you say you were like, how busy are you going to be Friday on Valentine's Day or something like that? Or when are you going to be done with anything?
Yeah, I guess, like, give me a time frame from when are you going to start and finish. Because I wanted to do something, but.
And I had him on speaker and Jackie heard and she was like, bro, we not even doing nothing, right? The whole time she didn't know nothing,
like, damn,
bro.
Damn, Jerry.
You know what I'm saying? And so the next day is when, because I hadn't told her nothing. I didn't tell her, like, yo, clear your schedule Friday. Like, get ready at this time. Boom, boom, boom. So the next day I told her, I was like, hey, by the way, Friday, like, tonight, like, we're going to go to dinner, all right? So the whole time she was under the impression, this was before I gave her, like, the gift. The whole time she was under the impression that I had just came up with that shit just because you said it. Like, you reminded me it was fucking Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she heard it, like, now I gotta do something, right?
Right.
But little does she know, like, I had already, like, planned all this shit in advance, you know? And I had told you. I have proof. I told him, right?
He told me.
I told you a while ago. And so, boom, we went to like, the hibachi spot, Connie House, where they, like, cook in front of you and shit. They do the fire.
Volcano fire, yep.
Yeah. Because they had never gone there before, right? Mm-hmm. So I took them there. By the way, yo, if you're out on Valentine's Day, bro, yo, thank you for the gift. If you're out on Valentine's Day and you think that you're going to go somewhere without a fucking reservation, you're absolutely wilding, brother. So I didn't have a reservation, even though I should have made one. I didn't have one, right? But I was like, we're going to go early enough, like, to the point where we're not hungry when we show up. But by the time we're done waiting the fucking hour wait, we're going to be, like, at a good spot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we got there. It was packed as shit. And, yeah, it took about, like, an hour and a half till we actually got our food and shit like that. Now, fucking insane thing that happened there, by the way. Somebody got proposed to.
No way.
Yeah,
bro. Somebody that must have been, like, their first date spot or something.
I don't know.
Proposing, you know. Not that it's bad, but it's just a little.
Yeah, I know. That's
unorthodox.
What I said.
That's what I said.
I was like, interesting to do it at a fucking Japanese steakhouse, brother. Mm-hmm. But they fucking did it. Twin, I took my girl to hibachi too. Hell yeah, bro. That's the fucking way to go. Yeah, somebody got proposed to. I didn't actually see it because I was in the bathroom when it happened. But all I heard was, yeah. I was like, yo, did the fucking. Somebody just won a Super Bowl or something, right? Mm-hmm. And I came up and Jackie was like, yeah. It was like an older man with like a younger girl, so it was kind of like interesting. I was like, huh,
timing was of the essence there. Yeah
okay. I was like, okay, I think that was like a sugar daddy gone right. You know what I'm saying?
For both of them, huh?
But yeah, she enjoyed it, she loved it, like, you know. And yeah, it was great. I had a great time. And like, moral of the story, right, is that I had it thought out and I was like, okay, like, we're gonna do stuff that you haven't done before. They haven't seen that hibachi. We took Aiden too, right? Mm-hmm. He had never seen that, like, the fire and then, like, the experience, you know, when they throw the fucking
throw the food at you. You gotta catch it with your mouth, right?
It was great. Like, everybody had a fucking fantastic time.
He caught it with his mouth?
He had it. It was there. And I guess as he was lifting his lip up to, like, eat it, that shit fucking fell. I was like, bro, this dude. Hold up. We got a fucking question. You think a guy in a relationship should ask his girlfriend to be his Valentine or not? Here we go.
That's a great question.
Fantastic question, by the way. We appreciate
that. And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. And yes, listen, we talked about this. Mm-hmm. When did we talk? We talked about it a couple days ago when I explained to you what I was doing, right? Mm-hmm. So I told him, right? I was like, yeah. He was like, did you ask her to be your Valentine?
Right.
And I was like, I did, but I did it in a way where I really shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? So we were out and about, right? We were at Kroger, right? And then the week leading up to fucking Valentine's Day is when they set out everything, bro. The fucking balloons, flowers. They upped the prices on flowers, by the way. Those bastards. And I was like, ah, fuck. I had been feeling guilty because I was like, shit, I didn't really like take the time to set something up properly where I could ask her to be my Valentine's Day in a fucking magnificent way. Mm-hmm. I was like, and we were talking about Valentine's Day. I was like, ah, I think I'm just gonna ask her. Yeah, I know, bro. Hold on.
It's a bad. At least you asked her, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm gonna have to bite the bullet right now and just tell her. Like, well, ask her. It's better than not asking her at all. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's better than not asking for sure.
So I kind of did it in a joking way. I was like, Valentine's Day coming up. I was like, do you want to be my Valentine? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And she was like, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, okay.
No. She was like, yeah, of course. I was like, all right, bet. So I still asked her. But he had brought up a good point. When I told him about that story, he was like, nah, bro. You got to still, you know.
Go all out.
Go all out.
Yeah, yeah, like, go all out. Like, this is your girl, bro. You know what I'm saying? If especially if you have a family with kids type shit, this is the mother of your children, bro. You have to praise her. You can't forget to cherish her because that's how you lose a woman.
Yeah, boom. That is. And even if they're not, like, they don't have children, you don't have children shit. Yet or anything like that. You know, if you guys have been together for a while and shit like that, that person is, like, your ride or die. They're still with you after so many years, you know, and if, like, you lose a woman emotionally, brother. Let me tell y'all, brother, from experience, you lose a woman emotionally.
Yes.
So you stop doing those shits, you know, you stop loving her, like, you're going to lose her, bro. And you're going to think that, like, oh, just because I'm not cheating or some shit, like, nah, like, you know, and everybody's not perfect. I'm still not perfect. There's times where I could be better and shit like that still to this day. But, you know, you make up for it.
Yeah, like, you need to do all that because as a single person like me, like, I want what you have and you're not even, you know, it's like, I don't want to say it, but just because, like, it's almost like as if you're taking it for granted.
Yeah, right? Dead ass, bro. And then
and
listen,
I want that. And when I see people, like, not doing that, not going all out, you know, not asking, it's like almost like a slap to the face to me. Like, you're disrespecting me right now. Like, come on now. I want what you have. And you're out here, like, you're just, like, taking advantage. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, please. Like, I would love to be in your position right now.
Yo, especially if you know your girl. Like, if your girl, everybody thinks their girl's beautiful, right? But if you know your girl's actually beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Not just fake beautiful.
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? If you actually know your girl's beautiful and then she's like, she would be sought after if she was single.
Right. Like,
and you, if, just think about saying. That. Those guys would go above and beyond to do something for your girl that you have right now that you're taking for complete granted. And a lot of guys don't chill and think about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So just think about that.
She
next
could do
time
better than
you
and you out here looking crazy. Yeah, donkey teeth and everything.
Somebody said, my girl gave me disrespect, so I cheated on my girl with her grandma. Did I score?
Okay.
Hey, brother.
It depends what type of grandma we talk
about.
Hey, right
you
now.
Scored, brother. That's a W to me. I'm good on that, someone said.
What? Nah. You guys aren't in love. That's the thing.
What about a wife? Yeah, same thing. I have a wife.
Especially
that
a wife.
That story that I just told you about, that was my wife.
Especially a wife.
Yeah, especially a wife, bro. Like, you know, that's usually when most people get, like, complacent.
Right.
He's like, well, I got her locked out, like locked down already. Like, I don't got to do
this. And here's the thing, like, it's not just on Valentine's Day, but you got to do it, like, you know, consistently. Not just on one day of the year, you should show her love, bro. Consistently.
I can't wait till this man gets cuffed up.
Bro, you
want to
see me go crazy.
I want to see the consistency, bro. I want to see the consistency, bro.
You better see me for
real. A lot of people talk big game. They're like, yo, I would treat that girl so well.
And that's the problem, because I understand, like, a relationship is hard work. Like, you have to put in effort.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's right now, I'm not sure if I can do all that right now. You know what I'm saying? I have. is this commitment issues?
Yeah, this is commitment right issues, bro.
No.
You have no reason to say that. That's the funny part.
I'm very picky. You know, you guys already heard me say that. Like, that's why, like, I do want a girlfriend right now. I do. But. Like, I'm not just going to go with the first person that I see, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure, boom, boom, boom.
I think that motto is also your downfall.
What?
You said that you're not going with the first person that you see and, like, you know, your standards, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Do you think at some point your standards are just...
Yeah, like too picky. Like
not
being,
reachable.
Yeah, okay, like, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm being,
like,
too picky.
Fairy
like,
tale almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do think so.
Because listen, brother, not going to be a complete package for you, brother.
Right, right.
They're going to get as close to possible.
Mm-hmm.
The best
and that's
you'll
what
get
I'm
is like
for.
A 70%, brother.
And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for as close as possible.
Okay, just that's make sure what, that you're reasonable with your fucking thing, you know?
Right, right.
Someone said, I'll be your girlfriend. This one right
hey,
here. That's what I'm
you,
saying. High ass standards, bro.
Hey, man. I like what I like. Leave me alone.
Yeah, for real.
Leave me alone.
Right. Oh, go turn that shit on. Oh, listen.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
You thought of it?
You didn't tell us your Valentine's
That's
Day.
What,
okay,
was,
okay,
was,
no,
was,
okay. Before that, before
okay,
that, right?
Yeah.
When we were at the hibachi spot, right? We saw some young couples there and shit like that. And I already know, because everybody's been there. Everybody's been like on a young couple date. When you were, you know, 16, 17, 18, you know what I'm saying? You had to borrow your parents' car. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to maybe money, ask them probably. For money. Yeah, yeah, dead ass. Or you fucking saved up a whole week's worth, fucking $7.25 just to take this girl out on a like nice fucking, you know, dinner or whatever, right? So I saw them there. And I already know that's the occasion, right?
Were they because, in your table type shit?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. You know it's like just like a U-shape. It's a U-shape and it's just random.
Okay, right.
I know that they were on a budget because when they ordered, first of all, they ordered water. Yep, there we go.
I ordered water too.
Yeah, me too.
Just for
too.
The health, you know, health-wise.
And then she was like, can I get a kid-sized boom, whatever, like the hibachi shit. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. You're not, you're over the age of 12. You can't.
I was not like, a kid anymore.
And also she had to order a whole like entree and a heated too. And then like, I think that like, she kind of felt like, fuck, I'm making him pay for like all this, you know?
And I'm not even finna put out. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And so that made me think about like times when I was younger, right? When, you know, and it doesn't even have to be a date and shit like that. There was this one time where I went on a like friends vacation with a bunch of friends, right? Mm-hmm. Shout out Kevin, J Dot, a whole bunch of motherfuckers that went. We went to Universal Studios, right?
Hell yeah.
So that shit is mad expensive.
Tax City right there, yeah.
That shit is mad expensive. Anybody been Universal, I'm you know that shit is
That's
mad
one of
expensive.
My happy places. I want to go, bro. I'm dying to go.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then so I had researched before, like leading up to like that vacation, right? I had done my planning, my research. Okay, budgeting. This cost this much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my budgeting. First of all, the truck that we went in, I did not budget out how expensive that gas was going to be. Because not only did that car get like fucking 7 miles per gallon, the tank was also huge. So like, I basically doubled my gas thing. Mm. And by the way, this was back when we were like, what, 17, 16? I don't know, something like that. Going to fucking Florida and shit. I was making like $9 an hour, bro, at this time. And I was only working like 20 hours a week. So I was on a heavy budget, by the way. After I had budgeted everything out, I was dead ass going with like slim margins, brother. Mm-hmm. Slim margins. That like I gotta eat McDonald's every night type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Pick something out the dumpster type shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, I'm dead. Yo, so listen. We get there. The next day, we go to Universal Studios. We get there. It's time to pay, right? It's more expensive than I thought, brother. Like,
it usually is.
Mm-hmm. By a good amount. And I was over here like, fuck. Everybody was like, yeah, like, fuck it, I'm down.
Shish light. Yeah.
So here I am. I'm like, okay, this is where you gotta, like, I don't know if everybody's been here. I'm pretty sure everybody, yo, thank you for the fucking gift, Carlos. I'm pretty sure everybody's been here before. You got to go to the side. You got to open up that bank account.
Oh, yeah.
You got to open up that bank app. And you got to hit the... You got to lower your brightness real quick.
Lower the brightness. Like,
brother, I was like $10 short.
Damn.
And this is like day two, by the way. We still had like, I think one more day. We only went for a weekend. I'm like, fuck. I got to make decisions right now. I'm like, dude, how am I going to eat? Like, I don't know. So I was like, I made the decision. I was like, I'm going to overdraft my account. Fuck it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So I had it so where it would overdraft, but I had like a student one. So it'd overdraft, but I wouldn't get charged like the overdraft fee. Mm-hmm. So I ran that shit and I overdrafted my shit, brother. I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to be the one that's like, I can't go. I also felt embarrassed to be like, yo, by the way, I don't have like enough money, guys. Like, can somebody like spot me? But I'm pretty sure they would have been cool with it. I'm pretty sure they would have like been like, you know.
Yeah, I got you, bro. Right.
But I was too embarrassed to do that shit. So, yeah, that's that. And then the rest of the week, I think I had to call my dad to send me fucking deposit like $50 into my account. And even that, I hate doing that shit to my dad, too.
Shout out to the dad, man.
Because then this motherfucker judges me and he's like, you're working. How are you fucking broke? You know what I'm saying? Right. I was like, fuck, you goddamn right, bro. But, yeah.
So, was that it with the young couple?
With the young couple, yeah, yeah. And then when the check came, I just knew, like, it was awkward for the girl because she was like, fuck, like, he's paying. Like, I don't know if she did the, you got it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I love when you do that, man. I'm like,
how was your Valentine's Day, brother?
It's actually a bit eventful. Just a bit. But surprises came. You know, I love surprises sometimes.
Here we go. We like this.
Went to work. Boom. After work. I had this plan that I told you. Remember? I was like, I'm finna go.
Explain that plan. Yeah, I like this. This plan was actually fucking sick by Austin, by the way.
Yo, I got an idea from TikTok.
I never thought about
smart,
like
smart
this.
They're smart as fuck, bro. So the plan was to go to a gym at night around 7, 8. My gym closes at 10 on Fridays. So like 7, 8, go to gym at that time. Because at that time, and if I see my gym crushes there at that time, that means they're single because they should be on a Valentine's date. That was my plan right
fucking
there.
Fucking genius,
you know
by
what
the
I'm
way.
Saying? So I went with Donnie. I picked up my boy Donnie. Little cod blocker. I told him not to come. But
bruh,
okay.
I'm done.
And I told him my plan while we're on the way. He's like, you never been to the gym on Valentine's Day, have you? And I was like, what are you talking about right now, bro? He's like, that shit's empty every time. And I did hell not yeah. fucking know that, bro. I went there, all fucking dudes, bro. It was empty. It was pretty empty, but dude, like max.
Wait,
was,
but
I didn't
yeah,
see it. I didn't
hold
see
up. That's what I thought was going to be like.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Wait, you thought it was going to be empty?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think so.
You thought it was going to be packed?
No, not packed. I didn't think it was going to be like less people, but I
no,
was hoping.
It's empty. Everybody's
I was
on a
hoping
date.
To see my gym crush, okay? That's what gym crush is. I have multiple, dude. I'm so.
For every like 30 girls, I think two or maybe one
there
is going to
like
be there.
Five girls and not a single one that was my gym crush. I was heartbroken.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I
what
was
the
heartbroken.
Hell?
How, like, that means they're all taken, most yeah. likely. And now. Yep. I guess all that eye contact just went to the drain. All the eye tag, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Like, oh, I was doing this shit for no reason. They probably thought I was a creep this whole time, bro.
Hey, but the freaking chest workout, I did push. So chest, tries, shoulders. That shit went crazy, dude. I had a new PR.
Oh, it's because you were in your feels. You're like,
dude,
fuck.
I had a deadass. I had one. Because I was PRing that night, right? It's a good day to PR. Vance's day. Right. So I deadass had to think of all the freaking trauma, all the things that, you know what I'm saying?
All the just girls that hurt you before.
Boom. 185, bro.
195?
85.
185. Hey, shout
you know
out to fucking
Austin, that's
bro.
That's for you guys. Don't let you do any type of shit. That's a 45 and a 25 on each side.
Right.
Me and Donnie both hit the same time. Well, not the same time, but, you know, we took turns. We both hit a new PR.
Okay.
So that's, like, sick. The only good thing that came out of that. And then... this is like the sad part. This is where after the gym, you know what? Here it is. When you first go to the gym, it's you're fucking lit. You're pumped.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to pump some iron.
I'm about to
boom.
Hit this shit, yeah.
And then after, it's sad vibes. It's when you're single, like me.
Yeah.
It's always sad vibes. That you put in sad music. I like to listen to the Marías. I don't know if you know.
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Well, you should listen. Well.
No.
Anyways.
Yep.
So I go home. I already have dinner made. I'm starting to cook.
So
now.
Everything is setting in at this point. You're like, fuck, I'm really single.
I'm really single.
On Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
It's tough
again.
One. This one hurt the most. Like, I'm like, I don't know why. Cause
I think because you had like, you got blue balls a lot of times.
I had relationship problems and I'm not even in a relationship. That's just crazy.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I have my dinner made, some ground beef. Boom. I put on my show. You know what show? How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, brother, dude. That is not the one. That's the story of a lonely motherfucker,
dude,
right?
It was sad. It was sad. If you were like, man. If you were like just to be like a fly in the wall, you just saw me that night, dude, it's so sad.
The fly is like.
With his freaking hands.
I'm about to eat this motherfucker's leftovers.
Shit, bro. Yeah, so it was just so sad. And I was not planning on drinking. You know, I'm really trying to focus on my fitness. I'm trying to stop the drinking.
Okay.
And I was just going to go to sleep. That was what was supposed to happen.
Right. Just cry yourself to sleep.
Okay. And then, boom, I get a text message.
Here we go.
Boy, Lalito, boy.
Oh.
Top gifter. I think he's still in here. He hits me up. He's like, yo, like, you trying to drink? And I'm like, nah, bro. Like, I'm really just trying to, you know, I'm trying to lock in type shit. Right. Like, bro, I'm with Jafet, though. I'm like, bro, how the fuck are you with Jafet? That's my boy Jafet, bro. Yeah. I haven't seen that guy in a long time. He's like a more of a, what do you call it? He's a more inside guy. Like, he's a stay-at-home. There
yeah.
you go, stay-at-home.
Introvert,
stay-at-home, yep. Boom. He's like, bro, I'm chilling with him. We're about to go drink. I'm like, bro, what? How? Because I always ask him to go drink, and he always denies. Like, yeah. Nah, I'm not finna go. Me and Johnny always ask him, let's go out. Let's go drink. Nah. And then Lalo asks him, and he says yes. It's crazy.
I don't know. Crazy.
They pull up to my house. And they're like, yo, let's go drink. Like, Jafet's now in my room. Like, let's drink, motherfucker. I'm like, nah, bro. I'm trying to lock in. He's like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I'm here. Come on. I don't even see you anymore. I'm like, all right, bro.
Yeah, they're pulling the I'm never here card.
Right. And
classic.
It's fucking, the fucking peer pressure got me.
Yo, that's really Gigi, thank you for the fucking Oh, Rose. Thank you for the rose, Gigi. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, so he's like, he convinced me I got peer pressured. And that's the thing I'm trying to work on. I'm really trying to, like, not get peer pressured. I'm really, but I just have, like, really.
This man has the worst FOMO ever, brother. Yo, yeah, dude. Let me, before you keep going with that story, brother, we had an instance last week after the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Where this motherfucker, like, let me tell you something. He had no plans. The moment somebody hits this man with plans, folds instantly, bro. Even though he knows that it's not a like ideal situation,
yeah.
He's about to spend like $200. Mm-hmm. You could have just gone home and you would have had an extra $200 in your account.
Right.
But he was like, yo, the FOMO is killing me right now. Yeah,
dude. And I fumbled, you know.
I
gave in.
I don't miss those days, bro. Shit used to hit me so hard, bro. Like so incredibly hard.
It's still like I'm truly trying to work on that. Because it's so tough. Like, I see people. That's the thing. I need to, like, not look at stories. I need to, like, just.
Yeah, yeah. Disassociate. No,
yeah, just don't look. Because if I look, I'm going to get FOMO. And I'm going
to. You're like, I could definitely go to this move right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you.
So, yeah. They get me out to drink. And boom. And you know what I'm saying? We having a nice, chill vibe type shit. We drinking. Getting lit. Boom. It was me, Lalo, Jafet. Lalo's cousin, and then a girl that's with the cousin. They're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
This man, once I get out to go drink with them, right? He's already fucked up. Lalo's bicep cousin. He's already faded. I can already tell. I'm a professional. I know how this goes. He's already faded.
Okay.
We're playing games, playing beer pong. Boom. This man, Lalo, knows he's a lightweight, and he's out here. Pouring him up that's a weird motion, sorry, but like
I caught that one, the Johnny special, brother. That's like, dude, the motherfucker.
He's already fucked up and he's already drinking hella, and I already know where this is gonna lead. Like, I already know it's just gonna go. I've lived it before. I'm like, this man's gonna fucking throw up. And Lalo's like, nah, bro, volcano. You're not gonna throw up, bro. I'm like, yo, Lalo, you're still young, bro. You're still young. I've been there. I'm unk. You know what I'm saying? I know what's about to happen. And he kept drinking, and boom, I love that. He throws up in my bath. At least he made it to my toilet, and then he fucked my toilet up, bro. Fucked that shit up. Not only am I single on Valentine's Day, but
now
also
clean
now my fucking toilet's fucking clogged, bro.
Way to add to the depression. Depression fuel is what we're gonna call that, brother.
Yeah. So now, he kind of revised a little bit. We drink a little bit more. And now round two of what I just told you about the Super Bowl, we're making too much noise. They come downstairs, and they're like, all right, yeah, I got to go. This time, Carol came first.
They sent out the big guns first.
Johnny was like, all right, you go first. he did it on purpose.
Yeah, he's like, yo, if you go tell them, they're going to go right now.
And and it worked. Everyone scattered. It was
fucking roaches.
What's going on over here? Yeah, like freaking Ratatouille went on the rashes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's basically what happened. And the girl was already, she's also a paisa, so they're like, she's out here talking to me crazy. Like, she's kind of like, you know, she's a little faded. I'm faded too, but I'm still like chilling. They're more faded than me. And they're like, she said it in Spanish, but I'm gonna tell you guys in English. She was like, hey, like, why aren't you coming? I don't want to go with them. They're like, why don't you come with us? Like,
let's
keep this party going. I'm like, yo, back up. Like, you not my type. You.
I'm gonna call your mom.
I'm gonna call you, where are your parents? Where are your parents right now?
In Mexico, she's gonna say.
So anyways, they go. Yo. They leave. They shouldn't have left because they're freaking, you know, under the influence type shit.
Someone said, where's your chair, pa?
Oh, I like to stand. It's over there.
I got a chair right here. My boy likes to stand.
I like to stand.
It's over there.
Yeah, you can see it. I like to stand.
That's funny.
So yeah, they leave. I'm like, okay, they're going to drop them off, go home. Boom. The girl... the paisa somehow gets my Instagram. She adds me.
What the hell? Okay.
She adds me. Add her back. She DMs me in Spanish, right? And she goes, "We just had an accident."
No way.
I'm like, bruh.
Oh, I saw this actually. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you saw it. Okay, yeah. So I'm like, bruh. So Johnny was still downstairs with us, and I was like, bro, call your freaking nephew, Lalo, bro. He calls him up. He's like, bro, you good, bro? You just had an accident, bro. He's like, bro, how the fuck do you know? I'm like, bro, because they told us. Oh, what was that? Oh.
What the?
So yeah, so what Lalo told me what happened is he was on the highway, on the freeway, and he was on the left lane, and I guess he was going somewhat a little speed. Nothing fast. Crazy. Yeah, relatively fast.
Just a little 90.
I don't know. I don't know what he went. But he was on the left lane, the most left lane. And you know how like some of them have like the walls, like the
yeah,
like
the median.
It's like a long, it's like a wall type shit.
Big one in the highway though. This is the big one. Divider basically. Like between that side
and it's a wall. You know, it's a everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a wall. He told me he just goes to sleep on the wheel. So he just like kind of like Lightning McQueen style. He's just like sleeping and he's still driving. He's like just riding the freaking wall all the way.
Like yikes.
And I'm like, bruh.
Yo, Gigi, thank you for the fucking gifts, bro. What you up to tonight, bro?
What are you talking to? Oh, what are you talking to right now? So yeah, he's just riding that shit, and I'm like, bruh. And he like, so yeah, so that happened. And I was like, all right.
So just, is everybody else asleep, by the way? They're all just like,
nah, see, they were still like, nah, we're like, we're good. I'm up now, we're good. And we're like, nah, dude, go like exit the freeway and go find somewhere to park. We're gonna go pick you up.
Right.
And he was like, nah. I'm good. I'm like, dude, I promise you, this is not what you wanna do right now.
Yeah, for real. Take that as a sign.
You get a DUI, bro, that shit is gonna hurt your pockets. I promise you. That shit's gonna hurt.
Yeah, we know that because we've seen it a lot of times.
We've seen it a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Through, you know, friends, family type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so. And we finally got to convince him. So Johnny has to go pick him up.
Right.
Drop, dude, I forgot to tell you this. This man was going, the plan was to drop everybody off. Like Lalo was supposed to drop everybody off, go home, boom. And they live nearby.
Right.
This man's in Marietta. How are you in Marietta, bro?
So that man was sleeping the whole way there.
Bro, I don't know how he's in Marietta, but Johnny has his location, so you can see where he's going.
Right.
And he's like, Lalo's still on the phone. He's like, I'm going home. Like, I promise you. Like, I'm good. I'm going home.
Yeah.
This man is going farther away.
Yeah.
He keeps going further and further and further away. And we see it, right? And we're like, yo, you're not going. Like, you're not listening to us. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Go, just please park somewhere and stay there. I promise you guys, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I promise you. Get the Uber. Whatever, get someone to pick you up. It is not worth it.
It's thousands of dollars for DUI. Well, your life, first of all, like your friends' lives.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he fell asleep. All of them could have, you know, not be here right now. And it's all for a stupid decision, bro.
I see motherfuckers lose their lives. I see motherfuckers lose their face. Like,
oh, yeah.
Fucking insane.
That was my Valentine's Day. It's very weird. Very, I'm not, that
so
was
he
not
just kept whipping?
No, he exited, thankfully, and he found a hotel, which is a great spot to park at. He parked. Johnny had to go pick him up. We had to leave his car because I was drinking. I'm not finna drive.
Right.
Carol doesn't drive on the freeways, apparently.
And come on, grow up.
hey, they're scary. No, freeways are scary. Yeah, we were going to ask his dad to pick him up, like pick up the car, too. You know, two drivers. His dad comes down. And work close. He's about to clock in, bro. So yeah. So he was cooked, bro. So he had to leave his car. Boom. He stays over at my house. He wakes up. He's like, yo, like today, this morning, Austin, let's go, bro. Pick up my car. I'm like, bro, I got a job right now, and if I have podcasts, I can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, dude, I'm about to do the podcast, bro. I can't even do it. And he gave me permission to tell you this, to tell the story. So,
dude, what a guy.
It was only his front bumper that got messed up, apparently.
Yeah, and I saw it.
It was only like the plastic.
And this car was so clean, bro. Like, yeah.
They're actually fixing it right now. I don't know if you saw the story.
No,
but I'll show you. But apparently it's only like $150 to fix it, the bumper. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking schlight. And all his friends are mechanics. So like, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah, labor costs, bro.
That's good to know. It's good
eliminated.
To know.
Damn, bro.
Exotic.
Yo, has anybody fallen asleep on the wheel before or... are gonna admit to driving under the influence? Type it in the fucking chat, bro. Let me know.
You saw this? Look at this. The mechanics going hard at work.
It was disgusting, bro.
Show the chat real quick.
Yeah, so chat. This was the night before. Yeah, that's what led up to it.
That's the Valentine's. And then that's the car. The front bumper. Oh, it's a little glare, but the front bumper's cooked. Oh, I should probably.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, like, he got lucky. He got lucky, for sure. I would not test that luck. I promise you, it's going to run out.
Yeah, for real, bro. I've seen many people do, like, dumb decisions before getting in the car. You know, they get pulled over. Like, it's the worst shit, bro. Dude, I was listening to this podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the guy got pulled over, right? I've always thought about doing this before,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's a high, super high risk, and medium reward.
Okay.
So the guy, he got pulled over, right? And he had like a bunch of like things in there, illegal substances in his car and shit, right?
Oh, Lord.
Now the cop didn't know that or anything like that. It was just like a speeding, boom, boom. Now the guy, he was like, yo, can I get out of this ticket? By paying you?
That's way too high. That's not going to work.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I think that would work like 0.001. I think in other countries, third world countries, like that should work.
Mexico, yeah. Mexico, you can do that.
I forgot how you said it. He said it like in a way where he didn't straight up say it like that. So I'm kind of just paraphrasing. But I think he was like, oh, like I have money. Like, you know, if. Something like that. But he offered money. He offered like a good amount too, by the way. He offered like $1,000 or something like that. But it was just, and I'm pretty sure like, okay, so I'm pretty sure any regular cop, they would be like, okay, well, this guy's obviously hiding something
because
he's about to offer me $1,000 just to keep it pushing and shit. Yo, what's up, Danny? What y'all up to tonight, bro? What y'all got going on? All right, yeah. So he was like, Okay. He takes it. The cop actually takes it. He takes the offer.
No way.
So then they exchange information. So he asked him, he's like, yo, if I get into any like anything else, like could you get me like theoretically out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Cop was like, I mean, yeah, for the right price type shit. So for the like a couple of years, that guy was just like using that cop in certain ways to like maneuver out of like, I guess maybe that cop knew where other cops were, where it was hot.
Right.
And he just used that to smuggle illegal things around and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to this podcast. I sent it to you, right? Like, I've been listening to this podcast of, like, fucking ex-mafia, ex-military, all that shit. And I've always had a love for, like, the building of empires, you can say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or organizations, like companies. Right. Or, like, you know, if you watch Game of Thrones, like, that kind of shit. But like Narcos.
Yeah, Narcos. I was gonna say Narcos is a good show.
Yeah exactly. Like he, like from Pablo, zero to 100, right? Yeah, like building his fucking empire and shit like that. So that shit got me thinking. I was like, bro, it gave me the false sense of reality. I was like, I feel like I could do that.
What you mean? I could do what?
I feel like I could
become Pablo.
I feel like I could be a kingpin, bro.
Bro, no way. You'd be cooked. I promise.
Dude, I deadass think I could be a kingpin, bro. Like, I think you just got to have such smart. And out of all the, because like the thing is you listen to these people, right? Because they're not like mafia people no more or like traffickers anymore. And they'll tell you like, yo, if you're just like street smart and just got a little bit of common sense, like you won't get caught. Like you'll be all right. Oh, and you got to have people that like you trust around you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the hardest part. That's like the variable that you can't really control too much. You can control an operation. You can control like, you know, prices, like money, like all that shit. But you can't control people's loyalty. You know what I'm saying? You can't control trust. Because the thing is, how do you determine if somebody's going to rat on you if they get caught? Right? Because that's the most like primitive situation that you can get put on, right? Like if you get in trouble, bro, let me tell y'all the biggest folder, bro. And my brother's in the chat right now. This motherfucker will know. My brother Chop, bro. Biggest folder, one of the biggest folders I know, bro. He will fold instantly, bro.
Not yes. Chop, bro.
Yeah, my boy Chop, bro.
Not my barber.
Sorry to call him out like that, but listen. You know, like in those instances where you get in trouble and shit, they're like, yo, tell me who else was here, and you won't get in trouble. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. In that instance, he'd be like, it was him and I was here. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
That's but like in the bigger picture, in like the narco world or whatever and shit like that, they give people plea deals. Like, this is the things I've learned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's called a plea deal. Dude, I realized so much that the government, you can negotiate anything in this world, brother. Even with the government.
Right.
You can negotiate like, yo, if I rat on boom, boom, boom.
We're going to lower your sentence a little bit.
Like, lower it substantially from like life to like doing like 5 years. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of people that did like 4 years for murking like 7 people, bro. Like, that type of shit. Just because they rat on everybody else that they were with. So anyways, I also think that I have a good eye for seeing who could be loyal. Seeing who will fold and shit like that. So with all these characteristics, I'm like, oh, dude, I think I could go crazy in that kind of world. Do you think you could do it or not?
Nah.
Or is it too scary?
Yeah, it's not worth the risk.
You could be set for life. That's the thing.
They always said it, they always mention the shows. They're like, this is not like, you know, the families of the guys. They're like, don't do it. Like, this is not worth it. Like, you're either gonna end up in jail or you're gonna end up dead. Like, that's usually what happens, and I believe it. So
yeah, for real.
I forgot to mention. Are you done?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I was gonna say a quote that I heard that was pretty badass. It was very motivational. a lot of those guys, like those ex, like mafia, ex military, ex fucking all these people that did like crime and shit, right? They have very good street smarts and shit. And one of the guys was like, take this advice in anything you do. He's like, The road to heaven, which is getting everything you want,
okay,
a lot of times will feel like hell, but the road to hell will a lot of times feel like heaven. You know what I'm saying? You don't know where? Okay, so listen.
I kind of got the first part, but the second part is kind of...
So the road to heaven, right? Mm-hmm. Everything you want, literally. Yeah,
you have to do dirty work to get what you want. Is that what the first
part
is?
Will feel like hell. So it's hard. It's hard work. It's discipline. Like, you have to do a bunch of like hard decisions and shit like that.
Right.
The road to hell will sometimes feel like heaven, meaning that it's easy. You're like, cruising.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm. But you're leading to your own demise. Isn't that a fucking fire quote? I was like, holy shit, this is pretty fucking awesome. What were you going to say, though?
No, I was going to go back because I just remember something.
Okay, hit me with it, brother.
So, yeah, for the part two, sorry. So when it came down, when they, you know, told us kicking us out.
Right.
We're like, bro, I guess you need to stay down here with us because Jorge was out. He's going to come back later and he's going to do the same thing 10 times worse. Because I was actually trying to like be nice. I was like, yo, lower the music down because, you know, there's people sleeping.
Right.
I kept lowering it. They kept putting it back up. I kept lowering it. I tried, you know, but I still got wrecked. But I was like, yo, Jorge's going to come back and it's going to be 10 times worse. And yeah, they were just down there with us. They were waiting. And yep, they came. Mm. Him and his friends, right? And they're always like, what are you guys doing here? And we're like, oh, we're making sure you guys don't do anything. Go, because I promise you he was going to chill in there. Right. Like, he was like, nah, go back to your room. And he did. He comes back downstairs. And now he's under some.
He's in the influence.
Yeah, some.
Of something.
Of something, right?
Can we whisper it right here?
You know, like the drink.
Okay.
The soda.
Oh.
The popular one. The polar bear, the one that's gonna cancel right now for writing out those immigrants, employees.
Oh, okay. Now I know what we're talking about. Okay.
So he's under that.
What is going on right now? Okay.
And see, that's the problem. Like, you can't be bringing that to the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, anyways, he's off that, and he's out here talking. He like starts to stand on business. And Johnny's, they're both trying to stand up and be like, yo, like, what's up with you? They're trying to squash shit. Like, I'm trying to have my fun. I'm trying to get lit. And they're like, nah, you can't keep doing that. Because he does it consistently.
Yeah, I already
It's am. Not just like every weekend. It's most of the week. Most of the week.
Right.
And it's just not good. Like, you know, other people live here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's tough. And you're out here making hella noise. Right? I get it. If you're, you know, once a month type shit, that's cool.
That was the tough part about having roommates because I was definitely in that situation. But I was the Jorge.
Oh, you were the one making noise?
I was the one making noise constantly, always fucking getting lit. Because, like, we had the crib, right? When you have, whenever you have like a house, because we had a house too, by the way,
right?
With roommates and shit, you're like, well, fuck yeah, it's lit. Like, I'm a party every night. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have people that aren't with that kind of lifestyle, that's why when you get roommates, bro, you gotta find people that are your exact lifestyle. So, like, in Jorge's situation, bro, this man gotta get roommates that are like those guys he parties with,
right?
Because then they could do that shit whenever they want, like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At least the different mannerisms. Because then sometimes people like most one person's cleaning hella, the other person doesn't give a fuck because they're just lit as shit all the time. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's what you're going through. Like,
yeah, it's tough. And the thing is, like, the garage is right next to my room. I hear everything, every freaking loud ass bass. And I don't say anything because I live with them. Like, I live with their family. I'm kind of like the quote unquote outcast.
Yeah.
So I'm still like shy. Like, I'm still shy to go into the kitchen. That's why I don't cook, bro. Cause I'm shy to,
yeah, you know, that's go in why there. You don't cook.
There's people there all the time. And I don't like to, I think it's like called like a fear of being perceived. That's what it's called. Like, I don't like people looking at me while I'm cooking. Like, I want everybody out the fucking house. Don't want to be in the vicinity. I'm trying to cook on my own.
Nah, you got to work on your social skills, brother.
I'm pretty good socially. It's just like with the, I don't know. I just get shy with that.
I categorize that under social anxiety. You know what I'm saying?
I can see
people,
that.
People, like anything with people.
Like, his dad be cooking and I, you know, I get hungry. I want to get some and I don't. But I'm sure I can.
Okay,
like,
I'm asking him for some is that's a little like a step further than just cooking. Because I'm like, fuck. You spare some?
No, but chicken? He always makes like enough. And I don't get it.
But has he ever offered?
Sometimes he does. But like, I feel like since I don't eat it, he's like, oh, he doesn't like my food.
Yeah, I'm not going to offer anymore.
And I do. The man can cook, bro. The man, his sauces are crazy. Pause. But but yeah, like, I just get so shy. Like, I'm really just trying to get out of that.
Do you have any plans for like possibly?
I do. I don't have plans, but I am thinking. That's crazy because he's probably gonna hear
this. Yeah, Johnny. I was about to say. He's like,
Johnny, you're gonna have to find
guys,
a new roommate.
We're gonna have to find a new roommate.
Find a new roommate because it's because like I want to be able to cook comfortably, like, you know, because I'm tired.
Okay, so what?
Because I eat out every day.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's
I don't know
bad.
How you're not tired of that shit.
Oh, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. But
it sounds amazing. I remember because we cook every day. So when you cook every day, you think about, okay, so you're thinking about the other side.
Just like you think about this
side, I think about your side. I'm like, some fucking panda would be lit right now. Some fucking Arby fries. But I remember we had like a week where we didn't have anything to cook with when we first moved here. Mm-hmm. So we had to eat out every day. I got tired of that shit so quick. I was like, yo, I don't even know. I don't even want to eat.
I'm tired of it. So I really want to start cooking. I cooked yesterday. It was delicious. I have a food scale now. So
this
I'm actually,
man.
I'm trying to lock in. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to lock
this
in.
This man.
I have a food scale. I weigh my shit out. And dude, would not believe, dude. I've been overeating this whole time. And like, it's been good. Like, I've been eating good stuff, but I overeat it.
So how do you determine if you overeat? Give us the mathematical skills, brother.
You weigh it.
And okay, it tells you your weight. So you input
So this is like a smart scale, digital scale. And all you do is like you have the app on your phone. You scan the barcode of the food.
Okay.
And it tells you in the back of have you looked at the nutrition facts? Have you looked at it?
Yeah.
It tells you the serving. It tells you the serving size and grams and ounces. So I just weigh it into that serving size.
So
and then it tells me how much protein
I'm
going to get.
Exactly. So you're eating like 3 serving sizes of some shit is what you're saying like sometimes.
Like without the scale, I would eat like 3-4 serving sizes. Like,
Because
I would eat like... I have these protein chicken nuggets, right? 23 grams of protein. I'm like, okay. But before the scale, what? Maybe like eight piece, something like that. Eight piece. It's only 3 chicken tenders it's a serving size.
Tenders or nuggets?
Tenders.
Okay, it's tenders 3. Cool. Damn, so you were eating.
I was eating eight, 9 pieces.
Damn, man, big, son.
I was like, yeah, I'm eating this protein. Bro, all you needed was 3, bro, this whole time.
That's a snack right there, twin.
But yeah, and it's so amazing now. Like, I feel better. I feel less bloated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's good.
Stuff like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out here rambling.
No, go ahead.
Let me go back to Jorge. Get on his bitch ass.
Not that you're going into that whole, like, skill shit. Oh, no. This is what I brought up, actually. So, what would change and what needs to change in your environment for you to feel comfortable, like, cooking and shit? Because at this point, it's either like just living by yourself, but that's kind of fucking hard nowadays.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't think this is something for me to do. Like to that's fix what I'm saying. That. So the only way is yes, live by myself.
Oh,
that was the only way. I can't. So I get shy.
Any kind of roommates? Unless, you're not cooking?
No, not
brother. Come on.
Only
bro.
Like my future partner.
Bro,
that's it. Like if it was like me and you, I still couldn't. Like I wouldn't be able to cook in front of you. Okay. Like I'll be like, please leave. Get out of here.
Like, brother, I'm about to do something in here. All right,
just I'm about to let me cook. Let me cook.
Fuck no, just do it, brother. Just own that shit. Be like, yo, I'm about to fucking grill it up, brother. Chipotle
and
style.
It's like they're always like kind of occupying it either way. So it's always tough to find a fucking schedule.
Start cooking also, like at 3 a.m.
But I'm about to go off on everybody, my roommates.
Oh, here we
Johnny,
go.
Johnny, Carol, stop hogging the washing machine. I'm tired of that shit.
I hated that shit, bro.
And y'all don't sometimes. Yeah, like leaving there, I'm out here trying to do my laundry.
Collab with Ash. Who's Ash?
Ash Cash? Hell yeah, I'm down.
Who's Ash, bro?
Yes. Drop it down.
What was I gonna say? Dude, that was the hardest part about living with roommates. Yeah, living with roommates is just tough. Like I said, just find people as organized as possible, as cool as possible.
And they're still gonna
reliable.
Fuck you up, but right?
It's gonna not be fantastic, but shit.
But it's the best.
Okay, so this is what I did when I had roommates, bro. And if anybody has roommates, bro, here we go. Dial the fuck in. You could also do this with family members. You should do this with family members. I hated living with my family, brother. For that exact same reason that mm-hmm. you said. Set a day. Everybody has a day to do their fucking laundry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if y'all have three separate groups, you could say probably four, Jorge, the dad, Carol, Johnny, four. Mm-hmm. Everybody theoretically has like 2 days.
2 days is, that's more than, I usually do like once a week. Cause
that's what I'm saying.
Like they be occupying that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So it'd be like,
that'd be great.
So you could have just one day, the rest of them could have 2 days. Mm-hmm. But you can do your shit like on Fridays, mm-hmm. every Friday. And then everybody else has like a day. That way, like, you know for a fact that shit's clear. You do your whole laundry in one day. So that's what
That'd
we did.
That'd be great. I just don't think they'll be.
Yeah, they'll fucking
way.
Forget.
Actually, did come up with an idea like that. Johnny, he was like, all right, you're down to like separate parts of the fridge. Like, this will be your section.
So y'all don't do that? They're fucking wild.
Nah,
yeah, you
we
gotta
just,
come, dude.
Nah,
it,
we just like, you know, we just throw it in there.
Nah, whatever. You gotta have agreements, bro. Because then there's people gonna eat each other's shit.
I mean, if it was
shit.
Like just us, like, you know, like my peers, but like his dad's there. I don't think like, you know, he's old
he
school.
He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck.
You milk in there.
Bro, I'm throwing my laundry here. I'm fucking cooking. This is my kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
He don't like if it was just us. I think it would work.
Hell yeah.
But like his dad is, you know, he's there, so I don't gotta respect him.
Nah, I gotta have all my shit organized. Anything in life, I'm so fucking organized because I hate like unorganized or like shit that wasn't talked about. If that makes sense,
right?
To do with cleaning, yeah. Cleaning, like, yo, we clean on this day. Like, this is what you got to clean. This is what I got to clean. Boom, boom. Laundry, same thing. It's the thing when you go on vacations. I like to organize my shit. But, yo, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. I hate uncertainty. Uncertainty scares me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know what to do with my fucking hands when I'm certain. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right.
Can I go back?
Go ahead.
Real quick.
Hey, fuck it.
So, you always had that friend, right? That everybody's like that friend always hosts, like even as kids. Well, let's go to his house.
That was me.
Right. So that's Jorge. Jorge brings freaking cats,
yeah,
stray cats.
Like,
you know, just random people to the crib, bro.
Yeah, we can go to my house. My roommates don't care.
Bro,
he probably says that.
Like
that.
He's dead ass like that. So he brings like, he has like, you know, a friend that comes consistently.
Right.
Right. And she's my friend too. Like I fuck with her heavy. She's cool. But she's there a little too much. I'm talking...
Right, like, I almost got to charge you rent type shit.
Yeah, like, Johnny's fed up right now. Ooh. I'm talking, she's there, like, 3-4 times a week.
Damn, bro.
And it's tough because, like I said, like, when they were talking, when they were, like, standing on business, boom, boom, she was there. She was in the room, but she was, like, hearing it because they were being loud. They're fucking arguing, you know, bickering. And she texted me. She's like, yo, like... Am I part of the problem? Like friend to friend, like is it me? Like,
damn.
And I didn't text her back, but I'm gonna talk to her because I want to talk to her in person. Like,
okay.
I really let her know, like, hey, like, you know, I fuck with you and shit. But it's just like you kind of come a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? Just so like, kind of like you almost live here, but you don't.
This is what I would do. I'd be like, yo, the block is hot. Like, I think, you know,
yeah,
give us time. Like, you might have to just chill out on pulling up because, like, this man's like, out of line.
It's like Hori has a bad track record. And if he, like, behaves for, like, you know, a few months type shit, then yes, you know, come on back type shit. But, yeah, I need to, like, let her know, like, hey, like, you just don't come. See, that's the thing.
That's just so tough to say. Yeah,
like,
hey,
don't come. You can't come here no more. You know what I'm saying?
Because then they get offended. But in reality, it's not you. It's, like, the person you influence this other person to then act. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
yeah.
When it was, dude, when I lived with my family, my brothers, that was my brothers, bro. They would bring people all the fucking time. They would be like, yeah, my house, we're cool. Like yeah, my dad doesn't give a fuck. They take not saying nothing for not giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of times, like, I wouldn't say nothing, but I'd be like, fuck, bro, these motherfuckers, bro, they here again playing their stupid ass music, wilding the fuck out, you know what I'm saying?
And that's just, this is me trying to be like growing up, where I have to start having those difficult conversations with people.
That's good,
I try to, you know, I tend to avoid those type of things. You know, I like to keep things lighthearted.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to, you know, put my foot down.
Yeah. It'll make you a better person, bro. Just like making all these hard decisions. Dude, making a lot of hard decisions and getting used to making hard decisions and shit, that shit will grow you as a person.
I recently did that. But not in, like with the girl. I think I told you how remember I asked you how to ghost. I just told her. I was like, this is not gonna. But I did it through text.
Tell us about it, brother.
I did it through text. Cause I don't know. I didn't want to see. See, that's I need to work. I need to like. I want to do it in person.
But yeah.
Just to like.
You copped out.
Yeah, just to like feel, or like just to be more mature, cause that's the right thing to do, right? You wouldn't break up with someone over text, would you?
I have. I definitely
see,
have.
That's the immaturity that we need to work on.
I've done it in person, though.
I need to learn how to talk to people. Difficult conversations.
Yeah, for real.
And I will be doing that. Probably today if I see her.
Oh.
If Hori's friend.
Yeah, I thought you the other girl. I was like, how are you?
No, I already ghosted her. Yeah. So, if I see her today, I'm about to let her know, hey, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's Hori. She's fucking up. But you can't come here no more. Sorry.
I would say can't. I think the best possible thing is you shouldn't
just don't,
because that's gonna cause that, like we've seen that that's been kind of causing problems. So I think it'd be best if you just give us some time. Don't say can't, bro. Can't is such a like fuck. Yeah, it's just a spit in the face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good thing you we're practicing right now. We're practicing.
Because if somebody tells me that, like, you can't. Dude, that's always tough. Like, dude, in relationships, bro, like, when I there was a point when I first got with Jackie, I was going to her house every single day. Like, every single day. Seven days a week.
Saying, like, you can't be doing that because
you're like a month straight.
You're probably eating their food.
No, this is the different part. So I actually came with food, and then we cooked food there.
Oh, okay.
You know
You're occupying their space,
but
bro.
I felt so, like, almost embarrassed because, like, it got to a point where I was just walking through the door. Hey, hello. Like.
Right. Like, you live there, bro.
Like, they're expecting, like, oh, I know he's going to come. And I didn't want that. But she's over here saying, like, nah, it's cool. And Hart is probably saying, it's cool. But you don't know the reality of what they're thinking and shit. It's such an awkward fucking thing, bro. But, yeah. Don't overstay your welcome. Moral of the story. Go back home.
Be street smart. Don't drive under the influence.
And wish Austin a good love life.
Prosperity. Yes.
Prosperity and love life. Hopefully next year.
Valentine's.
Okay. We get a Valentine's and it's gonna be fucking cool. Sure. All right. This has been another N85 podcast. Thank you guys for listening every fucking Monday. Here we go. Subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, bro. And we're out. Peace.
See you later, alligators.